Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, man.
Well, this is Poison.
Yeah, turn it up.
It's called Skinny Bop.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Come here.
Ray in Northridge, you're on 97.1.
Hey, man, look. Hey. This Woolsey is a freak show, and I'm going to tell you, I've listened to you guys off and on for a while.
Thank you.
I stopped listening because of that skank.
Whoa,
and this
whoa,
new chick
wow.
you got, I'm watch, glad you've got her.
Watch the harsh language, dude.
I'm very angry.
And I'm glad you got this new chick on. She's very cool. And I got to say, Conway, you got the personality of a stiff robot.
Thank
and Brian, stop belly aching.
All right. Appreciate the call, buddy.
You bet. Screw you.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks for the phone call. All right. Spike in Chatsworth, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Earlier, I heard the earlier crew there dissing Mitt Romney. But I hear that the guy's got a master's in business. He's made millions of dollars, you know, from Harvard University, made millions of dollars. His dad's been governor, you know, a million times.
He was governor. He was even governor.
Yeah, so, you know, I can't think of anybody else that's going to attack this economy thing that's got this, you know, the credibility.
I don't think the guy's bad. I just think that he's...
They're saying he looks like a president.
That's true, though.
He's a little stiff-looking.
It's true. He is very stiff-looking, and he does look like a president.
It's not an observation on his education.
He's a professional accountant. You know, he's supposed to take care of
business. I know. All right, Spike. I hope you vote for him, and I hope he wins.
Well, why not?
All right, there you go. Who cares who wins anymore? Both these parties are the same.
Well, they do resemble each other in many ways, Tim.
It's all the same crap.
No doubt about that, man.
All right, let's talk to Greg in Laguna Beach. You're on 97.1.
Timmy.
Hey, Bubba.
Brian.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, I just had a request. Could you guys get John and Jeff on like for like 15 minutes at the end of each show?
Sure.
You always give them like 5 minutes and... I don't think it's enough.
Right, it feels rushed. How about
an hour?
Well, I like when you talk to Jeff about his favorite beer.
I'll have a Smithix.
Okay.
He always gets so uncomfortable when you start asking him questions.
I'll have a Smithix.
Yeah, does does John ask him questions during the show?
Not really. I think they just talk kind of at each other. I don't think they really ask questions of each other.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad for Jeff. He never gets a word in.
He brought in a six-pack of...
I'll have a Smithix.
Of Smithix, and he gave it to me last night. It's good beer.
It was very nice of him to...
Yeah, awfully nice.
Where's that come from, Smithix?
Yeah,
Ireland. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling.
I'll have a Smithix.
Smithix.
I'll have a Smithix.
Brandon. Brandon, you're on 97.1.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
All right, dude.
Hello, Brandon.
Hello, Father.
Hello, son.
So, Father, I have a date with a hottie tomorrow.
Go
I need some advice.
So
what should I do?
You wear a condom?
Well, of course.
Yes. Just for the joke.
How about
20 years from now? Literally, it's this. You turn on the radio. Oh, make sure you wear a condom.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. Chris and Corona, you're on 97.1.
Big stud. Hey.
Look
going on,
at
guys?
You, man. I effing said it, man.
Hey, I just wanted to call in. I've been listening to you guys for like pretty much like 2, maybe 3 years.
Thank you.
And you guys are the best. And I heard Whitman talking about getting fired earlier.
Yes.
If that ever happens, I can guarantee you the radio station will be dead.
Oh, the whole thing? You think? Wow. How about that, Tim? Yeah, take it all down with me. Sure.
So the whole station is.
I'll tell you what. There was a show maybe a year ago.
By the way, I can tell you. And I appreciate that compliment, but I can tell you that's not true. I'm going to tell you that's not true.
Well, but that's true with everybody on this
station.
Right,
but yes, of course, no one person, you know. You're very nice and kind to me. That's a very nice compliment, but the station would certainly go on without.
All right, what else you got there, Chris?
Let me just say one other thing, okay? The power of laughter is very, very huge in my life. And there was a show about a year ago, Conway said that he could just sit and listen to you doing like his impressions for the whole 3 hours.
That's true.
And, man, I swear to God, I've never cried so much listening to the radio as when you do Likas impersonations. In fact, that I think it's that Very Merry Bitchmas commercial. That's you, right?
Yes.
That is hilarious, man. Oh. I turn up the radio. I hung up on my wife once just to listen to it.
Excellent.
Wow. It's amazing. So
very committed.
You guys are the best. You keep up the good work.
Thank
and,
you, Chris. All right. You take care of yourself.
Thank you, sir. All right. Very much.
Do we have that still in the audio vault? Or we're looking for it right now.
Sure.
All right. Let's talk to... Is that really him? Is that Corey Wang?
Corey Wang.
Yeah, he's on the air.
Hey, Corey, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I am good. How are you guys doing?
All right. Are you Randy Wang's brother?
I am Randy Wang's little brother.
I think we need some confirmation here.
All right, go for it.
All right, what is your middle name?
My name is Tyler, my middle name.
All right, that's not going to... I don't remember his middle name. All right, what is my middle name?
His middle name is Daniel.
Wait a minute, you don't know your brother's middle name?
I forget.
What?
That gets confusing.
How old is Corey Wang?
Corey Wang!
How old are you?
I'm 21, 10 months younger than Randy Wang.
Is that right?
That's true. He was born in June. I was born in August.
And when are you both from the same parents?
Yes, we are.
And how come you don't know anything more about this guy, about this Corey?
I don't know. We're not very close.
Yeah, but how often do you guys talk?
I haven't talked to him in about 20 years.
What?
Yeah. All right. Sure.
Hey, wait. How long has it been since you guys talked?
We put him up for adoption when I was 2.
No, that's not
true. I think I saw him last week.
Corey Wang.
All right, Randy Wang is sitting in for Jerry Wachowski.
I know Randy's middle name. It's Effin.
Yeah.
Randy Effin Wang, man.
All right, Corey, what's going on with you?
I'm just driving home to home tonight, so I figured I'd give you guys a call.
Where did your brother work in high school?
Where did my brother work? He worked in Magic Mountain.
That's correct.
I worked there, too.
Did he? I think this is my brother.
Did you wear your outfit?
Including the name tag?
Your work outfit to school?
He did. I don't think anyone else did, but he was definitely the only one.
Was that like a studly thing to do?
Now, Corey, please tell him, how proud was I of that job?
Extremely proud. He was head honcho, you know?
Corey, do you think, looking back... Randy wearing the Magic Mountain uniform with the name tag. Looking back, Corey, do you think that attracted chicks or
pushed them away?
Yeah, repelled them.
What do you guys think?
Well, I know you're his brother.
I know what it did.
We're asking.
I'm going to go with repelled.
Yeah.
Corey, hey. How many chicks did I get in high school?
Not many.
I think it's a little less than that.
Zero?
Maybe none.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
All right, Corey, thanks for calling, dude.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Corey Wang, Randy Wang's brother. Look at that, man.
Look at that.
You have a real weird relationship with your brother.
Yeah, it was kind of odd. They didn't talk to each other like brothers.
No, we're very close. He moved to Irvine a few years ago. He goes to UC Irvine.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right.
And what is he studying there?
And do you not know his middle name?
No, I know his middle
name. Okay.
Testing him.
All right. Let's talk to, I don't want to talk to that idiot. How about David in South Central? You're on 97.1.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hello, David.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I just want to say, you know, you guys are great studs, man. You know, you guys are pimps.
Thank you, man.
You're a pimp, man.
Thanks. I want to talk to you guys about, do you guys ever have a friend that's like, he's like a real freak?
Oh, yeah.
Freak in a bed?
Yeah, nah, a guy friend. Okay, I have a friend, his name is Sickle, right? And this guy, like, his whole motto is that he likes to get big women. Fat women, right?
Right.
Now, he spends his whole potential on that, and then after that, like,
what's the deal with him? He wants to get fat chicks?
Yeah, he gets fat chicks. He could get better girls, but he'd rather get the fat ones.
Right, well, maybe he prefers that. I mean, that turns him on.
Was he involved in a car wreck? Did he hit his head?
I don't know. They call him Sickle, probably because of that.
Oh, Bob Bob.
This guy is like, all right, like he gets really high, right? And he forgets about everything. Like, you give him like a lighter,
right?
And like in 10 minutes, he'll come back at you saying, "Hey, can I borrow your lighter?"
There you go, David.
There he goes. Don't understand the point of that call. Scott in Culver City, you're on 97.1.
It's Conway and Whitman. How you doing?
What's up, dude?
I talked with Jack Sobers out at the Palmdale Swap Meet, and he says I have a lot of experience because I sell shrimp out of my van.
Right.
And I guess he said that I could take Whitman's job if I wanted it, and just wanted you to know I'm interested in the job, Tim.
Because you're a puss.
I tell you, there's nobody I respect more and has a harder job selling than a guy selling seafood out of a truck at a swap meet.
I mean, honest to God.
Yeah, it's difficult, but Jack really loves that stuff, and he can't get enough of the shrimp.
Jack who? Who was it again? Jack who?
Silvers.
Yeah. All right. All right, well, come on in, dude.
Okay, I will, Tim.
All right, bring some of that shrimp.
Coming in. And, right. Wait, but I feel sorry for it. You know, I have a lot of experience. So
that's fine. I understand.
All right, thanks, dude.
Thank
you. We all just get a bong?
I used to, you know, on there was a guy in Malibu Canyon used to have that, and he would sell shrimp out of the back of his truck.
Oh.
And there'd be a sign, like four signs coming in. You know, it's 1 mile away.
Right.
The shrimp guy is on the side, half mile away, quarter mile away, and then there's the shrimp guy, right?
Get you ready, the signs. Right.
And there's always people around his truck, you know, buying shrimp from the back of his truck.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
What is the recourse when that shrimp is bad?
There is none. There is none. It's like
and buying... who has a shrimp Jones so radical that you'll take shrimp out of the back of a guy's truck?
I tell you, man. A lot of people do enjoy shrimp. But I would agree with you, Tim, that there are many places, supermarkets, and just to name right off the top of my head, supermarkets, to go get shrimp. Also with produce, there are people who have, you know, a Jones, man.
I don't get it.
I'll tell you,
I
they have
it,
that
man.
Jones, man. They buy that
I
produce,
said
man.
It, man.
Off that road, man. Getting that produce, man. I said it, man.
All right. It's open phones, 520-9710. Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
Right you are, Tim.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Stay tuned. In about 17 minutes from now, you'll hear Gretchen and the Lukes with an all-new, brand-new live show.
Yeah.
Gretchen and the Lukes. He's off the road.
Yeah. Look out, Gretchen. The Lukes is off the road.
Something special, man.
And they'll take you till 1 o'clock?
Yeah, man.
And,
I
listened to that show on the way home.
Yeah,
man.
I know, man. I tell you, man. I said it, man.
All right, anything you like to talk about, 520-9710. Let's talk to Eric in East L.A. Eric, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You guys are the best.
Eric.
Thank you.
What do you think about Danny Bonaduce coming over there and maybe grabbing 4 hours?
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
You mean... I don't know what you mean.
Well, okay. I love him for an hour.
Oh, I see.
But for 4 hours?
He's not on for 4 hours.
I don't think I could take it.
But he's not.
What did you say, you sacrilegious bastard?
He's not on for 4 hours.
Yeah, but he keeps whining that he wants 4 hours.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh.
All right, well, maybe he'll...
maybe he'll get it.
Maybe he'll come on 2 to 3 and then 8 to 11. Who knows?
That would be 4 hours. I would do it for him. Would it? Yeah, that'd do it.
That's the only combo that would do it. Because John and Jeff are 4 hours.
Oh, that's right. Well, he need to pick up. If Danny wants 4 hours, he's 3 hours short. He needs to pick up 3 hours. And 8 to 11 would be three hours.
That would be it.
Yeah, man. Well, good luck to him. I wish everybody luck. I mean, you know, anybody, you know, this is, you know.
It's fine.
It's, well, who
all
gives
right, Fernando in San Gabriel, you're on 97.1.
Let's watch TV. I don't care.
Fernando, well, you're on the
yeah,
air.
Yeah, what's up, man? How you guys doing?
All right. What's up with you?
Not much. Just have a question there. I'm 24 years old, and I'm always attracted to older women.
How old are you?
24.
And how old are the chicks you like?
29, 38, well fit.
Oh.
Wait a minute. You're 29.
No, I'm 24.
You're 24.
The chicks?
I like chicks from 29 to 38.
Well, 29's not that much older.
Right, and, well, 38. When
about 40. 40's okay, but if they fit, you know, if they keep in shape and all that.
What was your relationship like with your mom?
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
It was good. Not normal. You know, just like everybody's parents, you know what I mean?
So you prefer chicks who are 15 years older than you?
Yeah. Experience. You know
did
I mean?
Your mom, did your mom, was she very kind to you and loving, or did she hit you?
No, she was just like, you know, do your thing, whatever, you know. All right. I got spanked a couple of times, but, you know, nothing major.
Did she have hot friends?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that might be where it is.
That's how it started, probably, yeah.
I mean, I feel good. I know I had a couple of friends like that there. No, I mean, I had a kind of friend that she was older. She was 39, and she was good looking.
Yeah, but, Fernando, you got to watch that because, you know, if you date a girl who's in her 40s,
yeah.
Before you know it, she's going to look like Joy Behar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, just date them for a couple months. You know, I don't get stuck with them.
So, yeah, when the sun starts to come down on the look, is you get out before that, right?
Oh, yeah. I wake up before she even wakes up and, hit the road, Jack.
All right, dude. Well, you're a big stud. Nothing wrong with that, man.
All right, thank
you. All right, there he goes. Likes those older women.
Hachi, may I ask you a question? You've indicated a few times on the air that, for all women, and absolutely all of them, they will get up one day, man. You're not specific as to when it will be.
It's different.
But for all women, they'll look in that mirror, and it'll be Joy Behar, man.
Yeah.
Is there any way for a woman to avoid that? That conclusion, that future, or is that an absolute?
The only thing that I think prevents that
look, man,
right, mm-hmm. is early suicide.
I see. Okay, all right then.
Everybody else is going to look in that mirror one day.
Look out, man!
And that face is going to be all puffy.
Yeah, a salt fest. And it could. Will she look in the mirror after a salt fest, after like a Saturday night salt fest, man?
Yeah, maybe a 6-7 slices of pizza and maybe a hot pretzel at the Ranger game.
Okay.
Slides home, wakes up the next morning, and there you go. It's an unwinnable war. It really is. Because if you stay with them long enough, yum. They look like Joy Behar. Mm-hmm. And if you leave them early, then you don't get the satisfaction of having that family unit.
Yeah,
you
know? Sure. Right. But ultimately, you've got to be ready.
And if you're single your whole life, then what? You die alone. You coworkers come to see you in the hospital.
Right. That's not fun. So right. Yeah.
You know, like let's say you do stay single until you're 65.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Right.
Then when you're dying, 75, whatever old you last.
I don't think I'm going to make it that long.
Let's say you're 75 and you're on your deathbed.
Yes, I don't think 75 is going to happen.
Then you get like Missy Wilson coming to visit you and
that'd be
Ryan
sweet.
Enceladus.
That would be nice, though.
And, Bob Moore and Jack Silver. You get coworkers coming to see you instead of family members.
Well, we're in the neighborhood and we wanted to stop by. You'll be out of here in no time. Yep, you'll be up and out of here in no goddamn time.
Bob in L.A., you're on 97.1.
Hello, Conway Whitman.
Hey.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, love your show.
Thank you.
Miguel.
Got a little beef, though.
All right.
Yeah, I listen to you guys, Frosty, Heidi, Frank, and I'm just trying to figure out what's the ragging deal on John and Jeff. I mean, I kind of think that John and Jeff, I'm a little confused when John and Jeff said the third shift and you insomniacs out there, you might be surprised how many of us are out here.
Right. Are you using your radio voice?
Well, if you want to call it that.
Right. Well, what is your question, young man?
My question is, why do you guys rag on those guys so much? They've got...
I don't think I've ever...
I'm trying to find out if you think they don't have a good show or they don't have a listening audience.
I don't think
they have a listening audience.
Yeah, right. I don't think we've ever... To answer your question, if you called for an answer, I don't think we've ever ragged on them. We like them.
I know, but it's kind of like there's an overtone there with Frosty, Heidi, Frank, and you guys there that... now, I'm not calling to, I love all of you guys, but I'm just trying to find out where this meeting ground with John and Jeff is at here. There's a little humor there that is not...
to be at their expense, you think?
Yeah. We bust their balls. You're right.
Yes, you do bust their balls.
Right.
You know you do.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Why? I'm trying to find out what. Why?
Well, I think the majority of the people like it when different shows bust each other's balls.
I'll have a Smithix.
Well, just hold on, Jeff. The show's not over yet.
Yeah, you got a point there.
You know, I mean, when Likas goes after Whitman and vice versa,
we love it.
And John, and you can't stop listening.
Right,
to that.
You just love that.
That's true. But I just want you to know there's a sensitivity for that hour when we guys are up. Like
I know, but you know what? If guys are sensitive about that crap.
Well, both guys and women. I'm saying that we're at 3 o'clock
just,
in the morning.
I'm just saying,
getting your beauty rest.
I'm just saying to you, dude. You can't be sensitive about somebody busting your balls, or else that means you have no sense of humor.
That's right.
That means I like John and Jeff. That's what that means.
I know. I know you like John and Jeff.
That means. That doesn't mean
so
I
do
have a sense of humor. That's what that means.
Bob, is it possible, sir, that you're taking all of this a bit too personally?
No, I'm just trying to find out where the busting balls land at.
What's your favorite joke?
I don't have a favorite joke. I'll be surprised.
No. Who's your favorite?
Finland?
Who's your favorite comic?
Favorite comic. Right now, you want to be honest? It would be Whitman with Tom Lycus imitations.
I'm okay, but who's your favorite like TV comedian?
Yeah, like stand-up comic or you know a sitcom star. Or
I'm telling you, don't have one.
Okay, Bubba. Don't.
He's got me right there. He's doing it for me. I mean, I'm falling all over the place when he breaks out with Tom.
Darling, listen. When you say that you have a great sense of humor and you can't lay a single joke on us or tell us who is funny in your opinion, that leads me to believe that you ain't got one, my brother.
I don't tell the jokes. I just listen to the comedians. All of them are
But who makes you laugh?
I just told you.
All right, with the exception of Brian Whitman, who on TV or in the movies makes you laugh?
Because Tim refuses to accept.
Let me answer that question honestly. Can I really be honest with you?
Yes.
Haven't seen a movie in 10 years.
Oh, boy.
Have any movie. Okay, what about a TV show?
Nothing.
What about going to see a stand-up comic? What?
Nothing.
And you don't have a single joke you can lay on us?
Nothing.
Wow.
Okay, Babu, don't tell us you got a great sense of humor.
You know, man.
I don't have to have a great sense of humor. People who have a great sense of humor.
I know, but the people who call up and complain that we bust each other's balls or are people who don't have a sense of humor.
Why you guys are beginning to rag on?
Because 99% of the people who are listening right now have a sense of humor, and you don't.
I do.
You do not, sir.
Huh?
It is. You do not. Don't tell me you do. You do not.
Do you have a sense of humor?
Yes. I think I do.
I think he does.
You bust everybody's balls and you...
I think I got a sense of humor.
You know why? You're getting just as angry as I am.
No, I think I have a sense of what's funny and what's not.
You do, and you're also very funny.
I may not be the funniest man on the planet, but I can tell you what's funny and what's not.
Funny dude, man.
And that's why, because listen... I was born and raised in a house with one of the funniest men on the planet, so I got a very good sense on who's
that show with Carol Burnett.
Yeah,
I know
and who's funny and who's not, and I think you haven't developed your sense of humor. If you can't lay a single joke on a dude, I don't know any guy that can't do that. I just find that odd.
Well, let me say this, and I hope I can actually you can appreciate this. There's a fine line in busting balls and the seriousness of a guy's show.
Not unless you have a sense of humor. I'm just telling you that.
Well, you got to watch out how you do the humor.
But why? To please you?
The humor as John and Jeff they don't have
John and Jeff.
Wait a minute. So
You say they if you project in your humor is showing that they don't have a good show, I'm losing you, dude.
Okay, listen.
You
we don't
bust the balls
But
the
listen.
Right way.
I'm telling you, Bob, that we don't Bob. I'm telling you that we don't care if we lose guys like you as listeners.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
Yes, you do. Because
no, we really don't.
You might lose 10,000 because of me. No. Don't tell me that. You
darling,
don't care.
Darling, listen.
I'm not a bitch. I'll tell you that, man.
All right. But you sound like a woman because you don't have a sense of humor.
I'm telling you that in radio, and you guys know it, you can't bust balls too hard. You got to uplift a guy's show.
It's
you know,
getting hot in here.
There you go.
Where are you at that time of morning when John and Jeff are on?
Usually drinking.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I am, too.
I'll have a Smithix.
All right, have a drink and relax, my brother.
You know, Jeff, I'm going to have an iced tea.
I'll have a Smithix.
All right.
Sitting next to that guy from on a flight from L.A. to New York.
I don't think you could take it.
All right, this is the Conway Whitman Show. Gretchen and the Lukes are coming up. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Look out, Gretchen. The Lukes is off the road.
With something special in mind. Yeah.
All right, Bob, on the 170, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right.
Tim, you are a big stud.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, that is the truth, sir. I mean,
You must have talked to some of my ex-girlfriends.
Well, no, but before this show, Bob, I said to Tim, just a few minutes before we went on, I looked at him, you know, just from head to toe, not like in a gay way, but I stepped back. I said, dude, you are a stud, man.
Yeah, I get that mostly from guys.
Well, no, again, it wasn't in a gay way, but I just kind of sized him up. You know, sized this dude up, and I said, gosh, this guy's a stud.